I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Arken. In the film Jurassic Park, paleontologist Alan Grant talks about dinosaurs evolving into birds, only for a crowd of onlookers to laugh at him. In reality, by the time Jurassic Park released in 1993, it was widely accepted scientific consensus that birds evolved from the theropod dinosaurs. Even ignoring the similarities in bone structure which Grant describes in the film, since the 1880s we had been finding fossils of the Archaeopteryx, a bird-like feathered dinosaur, which works as a clear link between the two groups. In fact, we now believe most of the two-legged dinosaurs had feathers, and on top of that, we can see that modern birds are so close to their prehistoric ancestors that it's actually completely accurate to call them dinosaurs. Now, when we talk about the mass extinction 65 million years ago, scientists have to clarify that it killed the non-avian dinosaurs, as dinosaurs are still all over the world today. Archon is a small rock and flying Pokemon, revived from a plume fossil in Unova, or caught in the mysterious lost world-like Crown Tundra south of Galar. It resembles a bird, with a more reptilian head and tail, with sharp teeth. Pokemon Black tells us, said to be an ancestor of bird Pokemon, they were unable to fly, and moved about by hopping from one branch to another. And Pokemon White says, revived from a fossil, this Pokemon is thought to be the ancestor of all bird Pokemon. And Ultra Moon says, restored from a fossil, this ancient bird Pokemon has wings, but can't yet fly. This is all in keeping with at least our earlier understanding of Archaeopteryx, though we found evidence of even earlier birds, and some studies show that maybe the Archaeopteryx could actually fly. Pokemon Ultra Sun clarifies a little. Once thought to be the ancestor of all bird Pokemon, some of the latest research suggests that may not be the case. Of course, we may not be talking about Arken not being able to fly yet in the grand evolutionary history of life on Earth. Instead, we may be talking about another kind of evolution, as this is only a young, childish form. At level 37, Arken evolves into Archeops. With larger wings, claws, talons, tail, and head, there is a slightly more serpent-like appearance to Archeops. It also adds green to the red, blue, and yellow color scheme, making the Pokemon closely resemble the most famous artist's rendering of a living Archaeopteryx. It needs a run-up, but now the monster is able to fly. Black 2 and White 2 tell us, it runs better than it flies. It takes off into the sky by running at a speed of 25 miles per hour. A Pokemon Black says, they are intelligent and will cooperate to catch prey. From the ground, they use a running start to take flight. This intelligent cooperation was depicted, to take things back to the start of this episode, as the behavior of the raptors in Jurassic Park. Pokemon Moon tells us, they hunted in flocks. When one Archeops had the prey cornered, another would swoop on it. While the raptors in the Jurassic Park movies are portrayed as the ultimate killing machines, Archeops is a little more flawed. Oh, I dropped for a second, but I'm back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to Moyles on Mon. Archon or Arken?
This was another off my team in Gen 5. I think this is one where the design I quite like. I like the kind of feathery dinosaur look, which, you know, that's how dinosaurs were, how they actually were, so I'm a big fan of that. But I liked it more for its it's a, I think it's ability. Did it have an ability where like it was powered up if it didn't have an item held or something like that? That sounds right.
Yeah, it has some sort of famously busted ability, but it's kind of tricky to make it work.
I think it was... Yeah. But I think it's also, like, if it doesn't have... I think if it drops below half health, it becomes, like, really weak or something like that. But again, just a really... Yeah. Another really strong lad. I definitely prefer it to the other fossil in this game, which I'm not going to encroach on. That's Andy's territory. But Archaeops, thumbs up. Cool fossil bird.
It has excellent stats and typing, but alas, it is hampered by the ability Defeatist, which cuts its attack and defense whenever it's low on health. Perhaps this is in reference to the animal not quite being fully able to fly yet, or to the fact that the non-avian dinosaurs were in fact defeated by a big rock from space. Either way, it's a little unfair on a cool monster based on an amazing paleontological find. Music for Luke Love's Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhayes. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them, to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastius. Coming up are Trubbish and Zorua, so if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at lukelovespkmn, or an email to lukelovespkmn@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Arkan, and remember, I love you too.